All right. Well, good morning and welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is every day, this is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021,
we'll make it all the wisdom literature.
Nice for you to join us back there.
Yeah, we'll finish all the wisdom literature. Hi, guys. Yeah, so we're at Psalm 87. Why don't we go ahead and we'll have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Okay, you guys ready to pray? All right. Lord, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your word. We pray that we would trust in you, believe in you, and that you would well up in us a spring of water that would satisfy our thirst forever. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Psalm 87, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a song. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God, Selah.
I will mention of
Rahab
in Babylon to those who know me. Behold, of Philistia,
good job.
And
Tyre
with Ethiopia. This was born there.
All right, this one was born here. So we know that this psalm was written after the Exodus, right? When they entered into the Promised Land after that, because it talks about Rahab. But we know it's also one that was written after Babylon had conquered mm-hmm. them, because he talks about Babylon. Right? Okay, Deborah, you want to read 5 and 6?
Of Zion will be said, This one were born in her, and the Most High himself established her.
All right, so who established her?
God.
All right.
The Lord will record when he registers the peoples. This one was born there.
Selah. Both the singers and the players on the instruments say, all my springs are in you. All right, so his foundation is in the holy mountain. The Lord loves the gates of which city?
Zion.
Right, glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. Right, and then he talks about Rahab, Babylon, and Philistia, and Tyre, and Ethiopia. Right, but where was God? Which city was God in?
Bethlehem.
On Mount Zion. Do you know where that's? What city is on Mount Zion?
Bethlehem.
Not Bethlehem.
Jerusalem.
And what was in Jerusalem? It's a big, huge, important building.
The temple.
The temple. That's right. That's right. God loved Jerusalem. The Lord will record when he registers the peoples, this one was born there, right? It's God who established Jerusalem. It's God who keeps track of the people in Jerusalem, right? Because they were the ones who were there where the temple was. Mm-hmm. So should we go to Jerusalem today for the temple?
No.
Was there a temple there?
Yes. Yeah.
Nope.
No.
No, it was destroyed by the Romans. So where's the temple now?
Please don't.
Where's the temple now?
God's house?
Well, what's the New Testament teach us about the temple of God?
It's inside of us.
That's right. We are the living stones, right? The living temple. That's right. So, does God still mark those who are in his temple?
Mm-hmm.
Do we know who the cornerstone of the temple is?
Jesus.
And what's the foundation?
God.
Ephesians tells us that it's the apostles and the prophets. Right? We stand on their teaching. So what they wrote, we believe. And that's what the true temple of God is built on. So what do you guys think? So we've done A, what is this about? B, what do you think is the best verse to summarize this, guys? What would you underline?
I think 7 is
good. 7, all my springs are in you. Yeah, that's Do you remember John chapter 4 when Jesus talks to the woman at the well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he says that he'll give her living water, right? It will bubble up in her, mm-hmm. and she'll never be thirsty again. Where can we find that living water?
In him.
That's right. So what do you in Jesus, that's right. So let's do C, calling. What do you think we're called to do in response to this?
Pray to God?
Okay.
Don't pray to Elsa.
Yeah, you're right. We shouldn't pray to Elsa. Okay. Yeah. People see the dolly. Now we're going to put the dolly over here. What about believing in Jesus? What about being part of the temple of God? Right. Okay. Are you guys ready to pray?
Yeah.
All right. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much that it's neither at this mountain nor at this mountain where we praise the Lord, but Father, we worship you in spirit and truth, for we come to you by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we know that your spirit is with us when we gather together in your name. Father, we pray that you would care for us and that you would satisfy our thirst this day and into all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bye.
May the Lord bless
you. Bye, guys.
Okay. May the Lord bless you today and fill you with peace, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.